Soft Spot has an accident. Clover and Puppy and Soft Spot were sitting around the dinner table one evening in autumn.
I can't believe it's fall already.
The leaves are such pretty colors.
You can make a big pile of leaves and jump in them.
I like running through the leaves.
It even smells like fall.
I like apple cider.
And apple pies.
How would you like an apple pie a little later tonight? If you will work on your homework, I'll make an apple pie.
Oh, that sounds great.
Sure does. Let's get started on our homework right away.
Puppy and Clover hurried from the table. Soft Spot began preparations for making the pie.
Puppy, isn't it wonderful that Soft Spot loves us so much and she is so good to us?
It is wonderful. She looks tired already, but she wants to make us an apple pie for tonight.
Listen, she's singing Christian songs in the kitchen.
The smells of apples and cinnamon filled their little home. Puppy and Clover didn't even mind doing their homework that night. Soft Spot was cleaning up. It was time to take the pie out of the oven. Clover and Puppy bounded into the kitchen.
Soft Spot!
What's wrong, Soft Spot?
Soft Spot was standing at the sink, running cold water over her paw. There was the smell of burnt fur in the air.
I burned my paw. Puppy, shut the oven off.
Soft Spot wrapped her paw in a towel and sat down at the table.
Oh, Soft Spot, does it hurt bad?
Sort of.
I'll go for help.
I'll be all right in a little bit.
You don't look so good.
I'll go get Pastor Waxwing. He'll know what to do.
Soft Spot made no objection this time. Puppy bounded across the field toward the trees near the stream. It was just dusk. Puppy started calling for Pastor Waxwing as he neared the stream.
Pastor Waxwing! Pastor Waxwing! Where are you?
Puppy, I'm over here in this tree. What's wrong?
Soft Spot, she burned herself. I think it's bad. Will you come see her?
I'll fly off to see her right away. Will you be all right going back through the woods alone? It's getting dark.
Yes. Please just hurry to Soft Spot.
Pastor Waxwing flew away. Puppy hurried back to the house. He was too worried about Soft Spot to be scared of the darkening shadows. Pastor Waxwing arrived at their home.
Clover! Soft Spot!
Oh, come in, Pastor Waxwing. I'm so glad you're here.
Soft Spot, let me see your paw.
Soft Spot slowly and carefully unwrapped her paw.
That's a nasty burn, Soft Spot. Clover, would you be willing to put some salve on Soft Spot's paw?
Sure, but I don't want to hurt Soft Spot.
Well, the salve will feel cool and help stop infection. Put a large amount on your paw and rub it gently on Soft Spot's paw.
Clover gently rubbed the salve on. Soft Spot tried not to cry, but she couldn't help it. By the time Clover was finished, she had tears in her eyes, too. Puppy hurried in just as Clover was gently wrapping gauze around Soft Spot's paw. Soft Spot looked relieved when it was done.
Pastor Waxwing, is Soft Spot going to be all right?
It's quite a bad burn, but with time and care, I think Soft Spot will be fine.
Everyone looked relieved.
I think you need to get Soft Spot to bed.
That will be a problem. I don't think Soft Spot can leap into the carriage tonight.
You can sleep with us, Soft Spot.
Oh, that's kind of you, Clover.
Soft Spot, you can have the cradle. We can sleep on the braided rug on the floor.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Soft Spot, I think that's a good idea. Anyone tossing and turning in the night could accidentally hit your paw, and it would be very painful.
Oh, all right.
They all tucked Soft Spot into the cradle. Pastor Waxwing, Clover, and Puppy went back in the kitchen.
Clover, I need you to put salve on Softspot's paw and wrap it in gauze the way you did tonight, 2 times a day, once in the morning and once at night.
I hate to do it. It hurts Softspot so much.
You really did a good job tonight, Clover, and you will be helping Softspot's paw to heal.
All right, I'll do it.
Puppy, if you or Clover think Softspot's paw isn't healing all right, or anything else is wrong, don't hesitate to call me, and I'll come by tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks, Pastor Waxwing.
Puppy and Clover, do you think you could help do things around the house? It's hard to do anything with one paw, and Softspot won't be feeling quite herself for quite a few days.
Sure, I can cook.
I'll help.
Good. Let's pray before I go. Dear God, please help Softspot's paw to heal.
Help it not to hurt too much.
Help Clover and Puppy not to worry, but to trust you to take care of Softspot. In Jesus' name, amen. Get some sleep. Good night.
Good night, Pastor Waxwing. Thanks.
Clover and Puppy stayed up quietly talking in the kitchen for a while.
I was so scared when you left me alone and went for Pastor Waxwing. I've never seen Softspot look so bad.
I never ran so fast in all my life. I was so glad to see Pastor Waxwing. I wasn't even scared running home in the dark.
I feel bad that Softspot burned herself while making us an apple pie. She was so happy.
I wish I'd never even mentioned apple pies.
We didn't want her to get burned.
No, I guess she was just too tired.
Maybe if we're real quiet, we can make our own breakfast tomorrow and not wake up Softspot.
Good idea. Let's go to bed.
Clover and Puppy snuggled close together on the braided rug and were soon asleep. Next morning, as the sun was rising, Puppy opened his eyes.
Clover, wake up!
Why? What's wrong?
It's morning, and we need to get ourselves ready for school and get breakfast. Shh! Quiet! Don't wake Softspot.
Oh, I remember now. Poor Softspot.
Clover and Puppy quietly moved around the kitchen. They made a simple breakfast.
Puppy, I need to fix Softspot's paw before we leave for school, and her breakfast is ready. Think we should wake her?
I hate to, but I think we have to.
Softspot! Softspot! It's morning!
Softspot stretched and moaned and opened her eyes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should be up getting you breakfast. I haven't even met with God yet.
It's all right, Softspot. We've eaten and made breakfast for you. But Clover needs to fix your paw before we leave for school.
Oh, I'm sorry I slept so late. And thank you for making breakfast for me. But I don't think I can eat anything yet.
Puppy and Clover looked at each other.
That's all right, Softspot. Do you think you can come over to the table? It'll be easier to fit your paw there.
Softspot sat at the table and let Clover take care of her.
You don't look so well, Softspot.
Who would think that burning your paw would make you feel so bad?
I'll stay home with you, Softspot. I wouldn't mind.
Maybe I should go get Pastor Waxwing.
Maybe I'll go back to bed for a little while. You need to leave for school.
Puppy and Clover looked at each other. They didn't want to leave Softspot. Then Puppy looked at Clover as if he had an idea.
All right, Softspot. We'll go to school, but we'll come home right after school.
Bye, Softspot.
Bye, Clover. Bye, Puppy.
Softspot was glad when they were gone and she could cry all by herself. She hadn't known her paw could hurt so much. Puppy and Clover ran a ways into the field so they could talk.
Puppy, I don't think we should leave Softspot alone. She nearly cried.
You're right, Clover. but I have an idea.
I thought you did.
It's still very early, and we could go find Pastor Waxwing. I'm sure he would come.
Let's go.
They hurried over the field through the woods to the trees by the stream.
Pastor Waxwing! Pastor Waxwing! Pastor Waxwing!
What's wrong? Is Softspot worse?
She doesn't look very good.
And she nearly cried when I fixed her paw. Will you go see her?
Please?
Sure, I will. But don't worry too much. Her paw is bound to be very tender for a few days.
I hate to see her hurt.
I'll bring Softspot some medicine for the pain. I have some reading and studying I need to do to get ready for Sunday's message. How would you feel if I spent the day with Softspot till you come home from school?
Oh, would you?
Thank you, Pastor Waxwing. Thank you.
Now, off to school with you.
Puppy and Clover ran off, much relieved. Pastor Waxwing put his little Bible and some pain medicine in his little bag. He picked it up in his beak and flew off to see Softspot.
Softspot! Come in, Pastor Waxwing. I'm glad to see you. My paw hurts so much.
Your very worried family stopped by early this morning.
Puppy and Clover?
They care about you very much.
Oh, I'm such a bother to everyone.
No, you're not a bother, Softspot. You're always helping others. Now, let someone care for you. Now, here's some water. Swallow these. They will help the pain go away.
Thanks, Pastor Waxwing. I can't even read my Bible. It's too hard to hold.
Let me get my Bible out of my bag, and I'll read to you.
But don't you need to leave? I know how busy you are.
I promised Clover and Puppy I would stay with you till they came home from school.
All day? You can't do that.
Yes, I can. I have my Bible, and I need a quiet place to study to get ready for Sunday's message. Do you mind?
No, I don't mind. Thank you, Pastor Waxwing.
Now, let me read a little to you from the Bible. Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
As Pastor Waxwing finished the last word, Softspot fell asleep. The instant the school bell rang, Puppy and Clover were out the door running for home. They entered very quietly and found Softspot asleep and Pastor Waxwing reading. Pastor Waxwing, Clover, and Puppy went outside to talk.
How's Softspot, Pastor Waxwing?
She'll be all right. I gave her some medicine to help take the pain away, so she'll be sleeping a lot for a few days. Wake her for meals and to fix her paw. Otherwise, let her sleep.
Okay. Thanks for staying with her, Pastor Waxwing. Will she be all right to leave alone tomorrow?
For the next few days, I'll come in and get her lunch and see how she's doing.
I'm so glad you're taking care of her, Pastor Waxwing.
I'm glad to. I'll be going now. I'm glad Softspot has a family to take care of her. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Pastor Waxwing.
Thank you.
They all settled into a routine for a few days, and then one day Softspot seemed to be getting better. She wanted to help with everything and was getting a bit impatient because she still wasn't able to do much. Puppy and Clover felt this was a good sign, even if Softspot was a little hard to live with. One day they were in for a surprise. They came home to find Softspot fixing supper.
What are you doing, Softspot?
Celebrating. My paw feels better. Pastor Waxwing looked at my paw and said it is better. I can do things again.
That's wonderful, Softspot.
They all danced around and hugged each other.
I made a simple meal. It's nice to be able to cook again.
Maybe I can help you cook sometimes.
Sure. You both did a good job when I couldn't do anything. Puppy, you were a good cook, and Clover, you were a good nurse. I think we have a lot to be thankful for. Let's stop and thank God. God, thank you that I can cook again.
Thank you, God, for healing Softspot's paw.
Thank you, God, for Pastor Waxwing.
Thank you, God, for my wonderful family. In Jesus' name.
Amen.